So if I said to you, do you care about your privacy as a user, they would say, of course I do. But if I then said to you, do you care that as if you go to a website that they may actually be able to know that you clicked on an ad and that that might actually get you some better content on that website? They might say, no, that's going to help me.
How much is your online privacy worth to you? A right once regarded as sacrosanct in the analog days of yesteryear, today it feels as if our entire lives have been outsourced. Reason TV went to South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, and caught up with Danelle Dixon Thayer, Mozilla's chief legal strategist, to find out what we should do with all that data. With over 150,000 participants crowding every hotel and conference room, our cameras caught up with her on the sidewalk, about the only free space left in the entire city.
I'm Paul Dietrich with Reason TV, and today we're talking with Danelle Dixon Thayer of Mozilla. She's the VP of Business and Legal Affairs at Mozilla. Thank you for joining us, Danelle.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's just talk generally about the future of online business. You say that the data companies should be on the offense, not on the defense, when it comes to users' privacy, users' data. Can you just talk about that for us?
Yeah, so from our perspective, and certainly from my personal perspective, I think that it's so important for companies as they're starting up, and particularly for developers, to think about data and data hygiene and how they're actually going to take data and use that data internally, when they're going to start overriding that data, and how they're going to be so transparent with their users about it. Because one of the things that I think in the technology space that's so important is trust is our currency. And if we actually don't have the trust of our users, we actually aren't going to be successful as a company. So starting that trust out from day one is really, really important.
You say that it may be good business sense to be upfront. be upfront in the first place with user data.
Yeah, I think it's the most important thing to do. I think so much of what happens on the internet today is that users don't understand that value exchange about what they're getting in return for the data that they're giving to these companies. I see this so much in the advertising space that users don't understand it. I think if they did, they would be much more open to that exchange of information. And so I think that if you start a company, and this is one of the things you're thinking about right outside the box, then you're actually you're creating that trust, and you are going on the offensive because you're saying we care enough about you to be able to describe for you what we're doing.
Let's talk about politicians. How much do politicians know about data usage, privacy? How much do they know about these particular tech issues?
So I think that politicians themselves, they have such a gamut of issues that they have to cover, so they themselves don't actually probably understand all of those issues. The good news is we have really smart staffers that work with them, and those staffers are the ones that actually track those issues. I think that, let's just be honest, I think that the average user out there doesn't understand anything about it. And then most of these politicians aren't even on par with the average user because they have so much they're doing in their daily lives.
Let's talk about Mozilla. Mozilla has been on sort of the forefront of standing up for individual rights on the internet. What has Mozilla done with the Freedom Act?
So what we did in the Freedom Act, which is something that we normally don't do, is actually support legislation. And it was a little bit of a strange thing because we're supporting legislation that's amending the Patriot Act, which isn't something that we would have stood behind, right, the Patriot Act. But the reason why we supported the Freedom Act is because so much of what happened with the Snowden revelations showed us is that the bulk collection of data and the fact that the tech companies can't be transparent about what requests they're getting, those were two pieces of the Freedom Act that we thought were really important to support, and so we did that. So not only do we need to be transparent with our users about how we're collecting data, we need to educate ourselves in that tech space about the importance of what can happen with governments, not only our government, but other governments. So I think that that's a really important thing that people who are starting these businesses need to think about. And also those of us who are in the business need to continue to think about.
You said the privacy doesn't mean anything to developers. Like the term, it's such a term that's like turns people off. It doesn't get people, it doesn't speak to developers. Why is that?
So I don't only think it doesn't speak to developers. I think that if I said to you, do you care about your privacy? You would of course have to say, of course I do. But what does that mean to you? What does your privacy mean to you? And that's one of the things, it's not just developers, it's the average user. People don't understand, like, other than just saying privacy, yeah, I care about keeping some stuff private, they don't understand what privacy by design might mean. And I think so much of it is about data. And if we can just talk in terms of data, because that's what so much of it is used online, then I think that everybody can get a clearer picture about what we're doing. I want to talk about the measures that we're putting in place to protect your data, which will help to protect your privacy. But like just saying privacy in and of itself doesn't, I don't think, capture the whole picture.
But even individuals, users themselves, don't care about these issues as much as they might should.
Well, I think that users might, again, if it's phrased in, so if I said to you, do you care about your privacy as a user, they would say, of course I do. But if I then said to you, do you care that as if you go to a website that they may actually be able to know that you clicked on an ad and that that might actually get you some better content on that website? They might say, no, that's going to help me. So I think that they care about their, depending on how private the data might be, they care about it. Yeah. But I just think that we need to be more open with them and transparent about what are the value exchanges.
I think of it sometimes as, like if you could make the case that privacy on the internet is as important as when you lock the door on your bedroom. Like that, if you make it that clear to people, but I can never I can never make it that clear.
Well, it's hard because is it as important? So the locking the door to your bedroom, you have a lot of stuff that's in your bedroom that you might not want people to see. There's some stuff though that people are doing on the internet that they don't care about. Now there might be others that they do. So for example, if everybody knew that I spend a lot of time on websites that are talking about celebrities, that might be embarrassing to me because I might not want the average, anybody but my friends to know that. But if it's just that I'm going and I'm looking at black shoes because I need black shoes for an event, I might not care about that. So it just depends on what the data is. If it's data that's inherently private data about your medical condition or your financial situation, then I think that that's different. But if it's just data about maybe their usage of certain internet sites, maybe they don't care. So I think it's just, again, about that transparency and that value exchange.
What do you want to say to the new developer out there, the new person who's creating a new app, a new tech company that is collecting a lot of data? What is the first thing they should know?
Well, what I think is really important about collecting data right outside of the box is really you won't know maybe what you want to do with that data, you know, a year from now. But I think it's important to understand the value to you for you keeping that data for the length of time. So if you really kept that data for a year, are you going to go back and be able to mine that data and make it valuable to you? I think the answer might be no. So there should be like a certain period of time that you're starting to overwrite that data. With data, and this is one of the things I like developers to think about, with data may come a reward, but there's also a substantial risk. And so you need to think about, you know, 3 years from now, if you have data that has that you've been collecting over that period of time, and then you get a request, a subpoena, or an NSA request, you're going to have to go and search through all of that data. You don't want that for lots of reasons, for your users as well as just for your company. So it's really just thinking about what that data can do for you and how, when does it lose its value to you. And again, one of the things I would say is be really transparent.
With big data comes big responsibility, maybe.
Yes, exactly.
Well, thank you very much, Danelle.
Thank
you. This is a lot of fun. For Reason TV, I'm Paul Dietrich.